It's Wednesday, February 19th, 2020, and I'm Dave Soul. Three things to note: Apple announces decreased earnings, yet another new type of extortionware, and chief security officers. Is this a good job? This is the Business of Tech. Apple has issued an update on their quarterly guidance and dropped revenue expectations due to the impact of the coronavirus. The company is, quote, experiencing a slower return to normal conditions than we anticipated, end quote. Specifically cited is impact to the iPhone's supply chain. This follows a slowdown or change reported in business travel as well, with companies like Microsoft, Amazon, and Google all reporting changes to their employee travel plans to China. Axios is highlighting possible slowdowns across tech, as Nvidia has also cut its revenue forecast because of the virus. Also of note, because I didn't cover it last week, the Mobile World Congress event in Barcelona was canceled because of impact of the virus. So why do we care? I'm anticipating this is not the only round of impact we'll hear about, and also anticipate portions of the supply chain will continue to be impacted. Thus, for IT services, expect this to impact your upcoming projects, as supplies will be limited. If you have customers considering holding off, they should be expected to be impacted later. Here's your latest extortion worry. Krebs on Security is reporting that a new email-based extortion scheme is focused on website owners serving banner ads. The scam works like this. The fraudsters ask for Bitcoin in exchange for a promise not to flood the site's ads with bot and junk traffic intended to trigger Google's automated anti-fraud systems, which would then suspend the user's AdSense account for suspicious traffic. Additionally, Forbes reported last week that there are new ransomware attacks that, rather than extort money, request explicit photos. Researchers at MSysSoft report that while the tactic is terrifying, the execution is not sophisticated, and have released a tool for decryption. So why do we care? I've reported on extortionware previously, and if three data points is a trend, we've reached the threshold. These are both good examples showing the targeted nature of these kinds of attacks. Targeting a company's advertising stream is specific, showing an understanding of the business model. With the demand at $5,000, the criminals are counting on some publishers deciding to pay rather than risk disruption. The explicit photo scheme gives us insight into more of the next generation of these crimes. Now, criminals have the options of demanding more money to unlock your data, demanding money to not disrupt your business, demanding money to not release your data, and now demanding money in exchange for your secrets. That's all the vectors. So now consider what happens when these attacks actually do get sophisticated. Because they will. Finally today, one more story from last week that, because of the previous, is very relevant. A new report from Nominet gives insight into the Chief Information Security Officer, or CISO, role. Among the stats, 88% of CISOs report being moderately or tremendously stressed. 48% said work stress has had a detrimental impact on their mental health. 40% said that their stressful levels had affected their relationships with their partners or children. 32% said their job stress levels had repercussions on their marriage or romantic relationships. 32% said their stress levels had affected their personal friendships. And 23% of CISOs said they turned to medication or alcohol. Finally, almost a quarter of interviewed CISOs said boards don't accept or understand that breaches are inevitable and said they'd hold them personally accountable for any security incidents. Nominet said that 29% of CISOs who answered the survey said they'd be fired in the event of a breach, while 20% said they'd be fired anyway, even if they were responsible or not. So why do we care? It sounds like a pretty horrible job the way it's constructed. A job where you're responsible for a problem, not necessarily able to fix it, under intense stress, only noticed when you fail, and then personally responsible, even if you don't make a mistake. It's even worse than network administration. The opportunity here remains ways to help companies with security and ease this problem. The challenge will be in mitigating these problems, but in mystery, there remains margin. I'm convinced this can be addressed. More of the same is not the way to do it. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you like the show, three things you can do right now to help. First, review and like us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and wherever you listen to the show. It really helps. Second, subscribe to our YouTube channel, getting videos and live streams for additional insights and stories. Finally, sign up for our newsletter right on mspradio.com. Thanks for listening, and talk to you tomorrow.